This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's Friday. We're only 7 days out from Donald Trump being of the United States. They're already on the verge of repealing Obamacare. Every week, tens of billions of dollars of more jobs are announced to come back into the United States, the latest Chrysler plants. We are seeing him come out against vaccines. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I told you that was coming. This is unbelievable. We are seeing him openly move to get over $1 trillion of money back in the United States by changing our tax laws to expose the globalists. I have the cover of USA Today here in front of me with their weekend edition. Trump's cabinet of disruptors ready to go. That's right. They're going to disrupt the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. And all the things Trump is delivering on in spades, and he has committed to the American people, he's committed to me. I'm going to just leave it at that so the media doesn't have another heyday with it, that he's going to deliver or basically die trying. He is going all out. And that's why we're seeing this unprecedented move, right now to disrupt the inauguration and to actually try to sell the American people on an overthrow of Trump. The establishment, the globalists, are trying to convince themselves that they can try some coup with Obama with 7 days left. Now, remember, in the last month, I've been warning you that they're trying to launch a continuity of government, COG, basically Operation Valkyrie. They use COG in 1944 to try to kill Hitler, their continuity of government system, but it backfired. Well, they've turned that around now. They're acting like Trump is illegitimate. They're trying to sell COG through rogue groups in the government to convince them that what they're doing is okay and normal. And I've said the left is openly behind the scenes calling for martial law and the arrest of Trump or the blocking of Trump and then a, quote, new election. That's why Homeland Security last week announced the federalization and total control of elections. People said, well, he'll be gone in 10 days or so, you know, last week or 12 days, whatever it was. But see, not if they suspend this election and say it was fraudulent. They're seriously thinking about it. Now, Rosie O'Donnell is one of the top people in the New York Hollywood scene. She's a has-been, but she's a darling with the elites. And she has put out an article in Yahoo. We'll put it up on Infowars.com for everybody right now. She has come out and openly said that she wants the election suspended because he's a, quote, Russian agent, until that can be cleared up. Of course, it'll never be cleared up. They're the ones running with this info. And that she wants martial law in place. Now, CNN, just 3 weeks ago, had a talking point that they put out that I put a lot of attention on, where they said, civil emergency, national emergency. I then talked to my sources at CNN. We also have sources inside ABC News. I'm going to stop right there. And they said that they are seriously wargaming, just like they got caught before the Gulf War both times, in 1991 and 2003, wargaming the attacks with the exact targets drilled beforehand with a seamless integration of federal government, Pentagon, media, through the media. They are actually wargaming. And I'm going to announce this on the other side of the break with David Knight. That's some of the stuff I'm working on behind the scenes. This is not turned into a vacation. It's turned into an on-the-road emergency transmission. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, they are seriously. Notice you heard this from me first, because we have the sources. Now you see it actually materializing 7 days out. David Knight, this is incredible.
Alex, and of course, when we look at Rosie O'Donnell, we could say that it's just the rantings of somebody who's a failure. But this is something that has been promoted by George Soros. We're going to talk to Michael Snyder today, and he breaks down this group that is going to try to disrupt the inauguration. We'll be right back.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday the 13th, 2017. That's right, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are now looking at 7 days out of number 45, President-elect Donald Trump becoming the 45th president of the United States. I'm going to be here till the bottom of the hour. David Knight is going to be honchoing this broadcast. Again, I will be back in the saddle early next week, and I'll be obviously breaking some very important news over the weekend if I'm given the green light. And believe me, I want to be given the green light. I do not like sitting on this. But let's just say this. We're living inside a Tom Clancy novel right now, folks. But it'd be a Tom Clancy novel so fantastic no one would believe it because the truth is stranger than fiction. Now, David Knight's going to be augmenting what I'm saying because there's so much evidence that when he popped in during the last segment, if he just joined us, he added key intel to all of it that I hadn't even gotten to. So we're going to be going back and forth here. But first, let me lay this out for you. I first began to tell you over a month ago that CNN, ABC, and others were going to start promoting the idea of a civil emergency, a national emergency, a national security emergency, a continuity of government emergency, or a COG. Now, under a COG, if a president was actually a foreign agent and that was confirmed, you'd have to have congressional emergency hearings and things like that for it to be constitutional. The shadow government, the deep state that is publicly attacking Trump now, doesn't intend to go that route because they are the deep state. They are actually the foreigners. They're actually the globalists. They're actually the people that have infiltrated the government and are overthrowing our republic. Trump is returning the republic. Trump is trying to disrupt the globalist operation to impoverish us and make us vassal slaves. I'm going to break all that down. But here's the big news. Over and over again, I've told you, and I'm going to go ahead and just release the information today. I was told over a month ago by sources inside CNN, inside ABC, and others. They said, Alex, you are dead on. We're up here wargaming civil unrest in and around the inauguration, Trump being arrested, Trump being indicted, the news announcing he's a Russian spy, basically overthrowing the president, putting it into a constitutional crisis, and a national emergency being declared. So I'm being told this by sources. One mid-level, one, let's just say, high level, but on the edge of CNN, let's just say a consultant. That's what's going on. That's what's thematically being prepared. Because they're having to get their own people prepared and lined up, just like we saw before the first Gulf War in 1991 and then in 2003. It leaked that ABC, CBS, CNN, all of months before were wargaming with the actual graphics, the attacks that happened in the exact order they happened, because media was interfacing with the Pentagon to have seamless propaganda. Well, let me just explain something. They are prepping. They are doing, like when you go have a wedding, well, you know, the day before you'll have a dress rehearsal. They've had rehearsals. They've had dress rehearsals. Now they've started to sell the public on the idea. Then, after we first talked about that, they began to say on CNN, we need a civil emergency. We need a national emergency to clear up whether or not Trump is a Russian agent, or if these electors don't go for him, we're going to need this crisis as well. We're going to need this system to take care of the crisis. Now, it's been intensifying with these rogue intelligence agencies coming out with reports that Russians turned off the East Coast power, or that Russians plan to turn off the East Coast, or that they had a laptop, and then, okay, the laptop didn't even have this software on it. It's all totally made up. We've seen hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. We've seen three lawsuits saying he raped young girls, fake names, totally made up. But we're all supposed to forget about those. Now, Rosie O'Donnell, who is a has-been, but that doesn't matter. In Manhattan, she is a absolute darling of the establishment. She's dialed into everything. At the national level, she's seen as the nemesis of Trump. She comes out uncharacteristically technical with the terms she used that are the exact script they're planning to use if they try to overthrow our president and the return of our republic. This is from Yahoo News. Trump's nemesis, Rosie O'Donnell, calls for martial law. That's yesterday. Donald Trump ripped Rosie O'Donnell during his first Republican presidential debate. Well, see, he deserves it, saying that she was the only woman about whom he'd ever made disparaging comments. Now, with less than 10 days until Trump takes the oath of office, O'Donnell says that she'd support martial law, that's a quote, in order to delay his inauguration. Fully support imposing martial law, this is a quote. All caps, fully support imposing martial law, delaying the inauguration until Trump is cleared of all charges. I am fully support martial law. She goes on from there. So, again, they are trying to sell this idea. They are wargaming it. They are preparing it to the point that on ABC, CNN, MSNBC, anybody can search these terms and pull up these transcripts. In the last month, they've started floating national emergency, national emergency, national emergency. We need Obama to declare a national emergency. Then they'll announce they're having an investigation for 6 months until there's a new election. You see, and then, oh, even if there is a new election, Homeland Security, here's the key, federalized the elections last week. Now, remember, I told you that I told you that a month before they actually came out and announced they were going to start the process. That was a month and a half before the election. Now, people keep asking, how do I keep predicting all this? Do I have a magical crystal ball? No, ladies and gentlemen, I have sources throughout the Pentagon, throughout the CIA, throughout the FBI, throughout the federal marshals, and I've got sources even above that. I've been on the phone the last week with people in this government at the highest levels. I just want listeners to understand, this is not smoke you're getting here. This is hardcore reality. And if people think the globalists aren't going to try something when their whole world government is going down in flames worldwide, think again. The whole table is set. Meanwhile, another big tell, and this is an intel I got from sources. This is what I saw with my eyeballs. That's usually the best intel for anybody, isn't it? George Soros doubled the week after the huge upset on November 8th, 2016. He doubled the amount of money he was giving to the Black Lives Matter, the communist groups, the Ford Foundation groups, the destabilization groups, the groups calling for civil unrest, burning down cities, killing cops, knockout game, all this garbage. And I thought, well, maybe he's just being vindictive. Then I saw the big foundations, and I saw, you know, everybody from Kellogg's to the Ford Foundation massively increase what they were giving in 1 week. They were giving $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million apiece. Over 30 major corporations were giving over $1 million apiece, some $3, $4 million. Soros gave $100 million additional that week. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a massive, massive quadrupling down ahead of this inauguration, with them bussing in, reportedly, hundreds of thousands of agitators. We have it in the WikiLeaks. They give them drugs. They give them alcohol. They pay the average person $200 a day. Some agitators are paid $1,400 a day to physically attack people. Then Soros' lawyers get them out of prison. This guy's overthrown Ukraine. This guy's overthrown the Middle East with the Arab Spring. They mean business, and their mouths are wet with the blood of the innocents. They've got a bloodthirsty taste of victory in all these other countries, and they really think they can do this. Trump is aware of what's going on. Trump has plans in place, but everybody better know this. Be ready to call C-SPAN. Be ready to call talk radio. Be ready to really take action, get a buzz going out there that they better not try martial law, because that's the kind of thing that can spook them off of doing this if their program is exposed. And another thing Trump needs to do, he needs to get into the hack that happened 2 years ago that we learned about last year, the OPM hack of $14 million, then we learned $20 million of these emails. I know he's tweeted about that. When I talked to him recently, I brought that up. He said, absolutely, it's crazy. Obama let all the stuff get stolen from us, and then they're obsessing on this made-up Russia situation. But the point is that was done on purpose. We were compromised on purpose. They gave our entire database of everybody in the government, the spies, the connections, the informants, to roll us up to the communist Chinese. That's part of Obama's ongoing sabotage of the country that we see all over the place, that he admits he's carrying out with his scorched earth operation. So we've got all of this unfolding. And if you add on top of that, and again, this is what Trump needs to do. He needs to come out and say, Hillary, you got money from the communist Chinese. You got money from the Saudi Arabians. Here are the newspapers where they brag they gave you money and where the whole media was on your side. Stop changing the subject onto Russia. You're a liar. You're, you know, Podesta people took 30-something million from the Russians. You met with Putin in secret. And so stop claiming that I've done what you've done. If he hits her with that, it's over. And I know Trump's got a lot of stuff going on in his mind, and he's got Spicer advising him, which is fine, but I'm seeing a lot of softballs being thrown back by Spicer and others. Every time the president-elect throws balls, they're hard. We pointed out the whole hack last week via tweet, but one tweet about the Office of Personnel Management, that is not enough. We need to hammer the daylights out of this, but let's back up for a moment. I'm going to bring David Knight in here because he's got Mr. Schneider coming on for a full hour to break all this down and go over every facet of this. Ladies and gentlemen, they're nakedly saying they want to overturn the election. They're nakedly trying with the electors and the recounts and all the rest of it. And remember, every time they were trying that, they'd say, well, we're not trying to have the electors overturn the election. That's a conspiracy theory of Alex Jones. Remember Nancy Pelosi? Pelosi's daughter leading the effort. And she said, I'm getting death threats. Alex Jones wants me dead on Cavuto. Totally made up. No, I'm not threatening her. I'm not saying go after her. I said she's leading the charge to have the electors overturn this election, put things into crisis, federalize the election. This is a soft coup. Well, they're pissed because I called them on what they were doing. Pelosi then went and literally tried to get Loretta Lynch to cook up some federal lawsuit before they left office to try to have me basically indicted. I mean, these people are that crazy that her daughter's running around trying to overturn the election. I call her on it. She goes and cries to mommy. I tell everybody about it in the morning at 11 a.m., and then that afternoon she's on Cavuto saying the exact thing on national TV. What I'm telling you, listeners, is I'm not bragging about the show. I'm telling you, this is the broadcast the intelligence agencies listen to. This is what the president-elect listens to. This is what anybody who's got half a brain listens to. This is what drugs listens to. It's what Congress listens to, because they listen to you. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's about the family of listeners and activists and guest hosts, and all of us together are the brain trust, and we are the source. We're given the information to respond to the globalists, and the info I've been given from our sources has been 100% dead on. There is a real resistance. This country is in total crisis, but amazing historical things are happening right now. Now, David Knight, I've laid out a lot of points here. They're prepping the public for a civil emergency. That's a fancy term for martial law, just like a bunch of made-up internet crap. It's not just some sleazy, you know, internet message board. You call it a dossier. Well, if you're preparing martial law, you don't call it martial law. You call it national emergency, with Obama making it all racial, coming out, triggering riots nationwide, claiming the people don't accept Trump, they don't accept a Russian agent, he's got to accept emergency elections while he's under investigation. They'll indict a bunch of his underlings. That's the soft power move. They might blow up Trump Tower. I'm sorry to talk like this, but anything could happen. They might attack him during the inauguration. These people are not giving up until we get on the offense and let them know who you are. We know what you're doing. Yes, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, I bet you did get some mean phone calls and things because you're trying to overthrow an election. Don't look at me and tell me I did something when it's you and your mommy squatting on top of this country, and your mother, under your leaderless garbage with the Democrats, is now leading the fight against America with Soros. Almost everybody else is quitting. Almost everybody else is rolling over and giving up. And basically, Obama is now taking orders from Nancy Pelosi and Soros, and he's too busy crying and bitching and complaining that his legacy of killing this country is being overthrown. He's too busy giving Biden the Medal of Freedom Award, where both of them cry as narcissistic loons. He's too busy saying, we'll take anybody from anywhere in the world with no evidence of who you are, known jihadis, you name it, but if the Cubans are fleeing tyranny, they can't come here. He's just enacted that with 8 days out. We're now 7 days out, and here on Friday the 13th, I want the listeners to understand the incredible, historic, life-changing, once-in-a-lifetime events that we're seeing unfold. David, what do you think of this overall breakdown I put out there?
Isn't it interesting, Alex, one of the last things you mentioned is Obama's move now against Cubans. I grew up in Florida. I knew a lot of Cubans, and they were real free market people. And so that's the only group that Obama doesn't want to have come in the United States. So that's, I think that's kind of interesting. But when you're talking about Soros, you know, we look at Rosie O'Donnell, and clearly the rhetoric that she's got out here is inflammatory. You know, but the issue is, whether wittingly or unwittingly, what she's doing is supporting the efforts of George Soros, Bill Ayers, Black Lives Matter, and the rest of these people who, the day after the election, started with violence. Now, Michael Snyder, that's coming up in the next hour, Alex, he pointed out in this article some of the more moderate groups are talking about things like civil resistance, civil disobedience, but the others are openly talking about blockades. They're talking about citywide paralysis. And listen, Alex, to who this is. People like Cornel West, or educator, put that word in quotes, educator Bill Ayers, and Carl Dix of the Communist Party USA, and their group is called Disrupt J20, Disrupt January the 20th. So we're going to be talking to him about that in the next hour. But that's precisely what this is. And yesterday, Glenn Greenwald said, look, the left is going hysterical. They're losing. They lost to Trump, and they're upset about this. So he says, if you don't like their policies, and Glenn Greenwald said, I don't like Trump, so but I'm going to oppose him in the marketplace of ideas. There's other ways to do this other than embracing the kind of tactics that have been used in other countries to overthrow their governments by the CIA and embracing that here at home. And that's the real issue. That's what he said. The deep state has come out and declared war against Donald Trump.
That's right. The deep state exactly has declared war against Donald Trump. And here's what I'm getting at. Just like when the month before they went after the electors, they were going after him covertly. We were exposing it, and they would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No one's going after the electors. They don't want any opposition to mount to their ongoing programs. So what I'm saying is they're currently, with 7 days left, seriously trying, not just the moron left, but the deep state, to sell the public on the suspension of the election, a national emergency, and basically martial law. And that's why you hear Rosie O'Donnell saying this, because these talking points are being discussed by the leftists in newspapers. I mean, they're in the New York Times, they're in the Washington Post, calling for impeachment to begin right away, calling for a suspension of this election. They're already calling for it. It's so unconstitutional, it's so naked, it's so brazen. We are having trouble believing they're even doing this, but I'm trying to assure everyone they are currently moving and are currently trying this because, look, even Bernie Sanders has had to come out and say, okay, Trump's right on trade. Okay, Trump's right on bringing the tax money back. Okay, Trump really is bringing jobs back because his own constituents are turning against Sanders. Sanders is a slime ball, but he understands which way the wind is blowing. He understands real prosperity's here. Trump is turning off all the globalist policies that have made this country a rust bucket. The globalists are in full panic. Trump intends, folks, to completely deliver. Then it'll just be up to us to be moral and hardworking and save money and be good people. But this country and the world, America doing well will make the rest of the world do well. It's not a zero-sum game. It's a non-zero-sum game, or a 361, as we talk about. And Trump understands that the engine of liberty, the engine of renaissance, will empower the entire world for anybody that wants to work hard and be moral. So they are in complete and total panic mode. And as you said, David, they are activating the Soros cells to disrupt and block. It's being literally led. A former head of the Weatherman Underground was connected to bombing and blowing the eyeballs out of police officers, you name it, and who openly in those meetings that came out in the FBI files and court hearings was planning to put 50 million Americans in re-education camps and kill 25 million of us. We ought to pull up Larry Graffwald. That after the break, I'll be gone. Pull up Larry Graffwald and play that in the 1980s. Because these people mean business. They cannot compete with the free market. They cannot compete with America. The world of globalism and authoritarianism, no matter what spot or what type or what vein or what category, tyranny cannot compete with free market and the open market of ideas. Look at how you get 1,000 flavors of everything. You get every choice you could ever imagine. You get being able to fly anywhere in the world inexpensively and get rent cars instantly and have medicine instantly. And people sit around lazily and bitch about this. Well, the globalists have an answer to that. They're going to take it all away from you like North Korea or Venezuela or Cuba. And look at Obama. As long as you come here from an authoritarian country, you can come here. You got diseases, you can come here. You got no documentation, you can come here. You want to come here and have a baby for free, you can come here. But you're a bunch of Cubans fleeing 50-something years of absolute total tyranny and hundreds of thousands murdered and millions imprisoned, and you come here and you're active, you're pro-gun, you're pro-America, you're pro-freedom. I can't tell you how many times it's Cuban Americans fighting tyranny 10-to-1 what other Americans are doing, and the globalists are in panic mode. They're like, no more of these Cubans. You keep them out. It shows the complete evil agenda of these people, David.
Yeah, you know, Alex, we're talking about the Electoral College, and of course we saw that happen with the nomination, we saw it with the election. They're saying, hey, we're going to get people to overthrow the votes of the voters in the various states. But also remember that it was Evan McMullen, former CIA guy, that Glenn Beck and others pushed in Utah to try to block Trump from getting an electoral majority. They thought that would be a very effective strategy. They didn't realize just how far out he was. But, of course, this is a guy who went to meet with ISIS, went with John McCain to meet with ISIS. Evan McMullen, this is the guy they picked, the CIA operative.
Exactly, David. That's why you're so great. You'll bring up all the backstory, all the background. This whole thing are rogue, criminal, multinational corporate agents that have infiltrated the CIA, the NSA. These bodies were set up, especially the CIA, to bring America into globalism. It was set up from the beginning out of the whole Rhodes Scholarship. It was all the Cecil Rhodes plan. He wrote multiple books on it. They set up the Pratt House in New York in 1921 to do it. The CFR, that's the Royal Commission on International Affairs.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Alex Jones here from the road, about to hand the baton to David Knight. And David's doing such a great job kind of getting word in edgewise. We'll have now a couple hours to break all this, kind of lay this out for you, and hopefully later also open the phones up and take your calls. But as he was just getting into, we have the CIA former field commander up in Utah starting this whole elector deal and trying to get electors to turn against Trump. This started basically the day after the election on November 9th. Before that, he was trying to get Utahns to vote for him so that they could broker a deal and basically still defeat Trump. And this guy admittedly works for McCain. As David Knight just said, went over and met with ISIS, met with al-Nusra, met with al-Qaeda. These are truly monstrous, monstrous individuals. But guess what we did? We came out before the election and after it and said, this guy's a scumbag. And again, I don't want to sit here and just say it's all CIA. I'm not defending the CIA either. It's criminals. It's globalists. It's corrupt individuals. It's operatives of this system that wants to basically enslave everybody that are inside and in control of these institutions that are above the law. The CIA, according to its charter under the National Security Act of 1947, is basically above the law and invisible. It's worse than the UN with a diplomatic immunity. I mean, it has license to kill. It's out of control. It's a perfect system for a takeover of the country. The group claiming they're protecting the country are really the ones using the country to dominate and take over the world at our expense. That's about to come to an end. They have mismanaged things, even from a Machiavellian perspective. They have not delivered. Even on their promise to their own controllers, they have destabilized the world. They have created a more evil world, a more unstable world. And so they're being rejected, and Americanism, not globalism, is returning, and the New World Order is panicking. So I want to play this Grathwald clip, the FBI informant, from his meetings inside the Weather Underground with Bill Ayers. This is who was just given hundreds of millions of dollars by the big foundations and the big Fortune 100, and George Soros gave over $100 million right after the election to these groups, but hundreds of millions more. I mean, the numbers, it's just unknown. It's billions the last few years. But since the election, just a few months ago, massive funding of this individual.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Now, people ask why I get upset on air, and it's because I've got hundreds of points I want to make. I'm teleprompter-free, and I'm just so upset and frustrated because I know we're up against people just like Larry Grathwald, just died a few years ago, was breaking down. By the way, I interviewed him several times over the years. I didn't know how sick he was right before he died. I interviewed him. We should probably dig that interview up. And I think after Trump gets inaugurated and gets in, we should probably take some of the folks that aren't here with us anymore and posthumously give them awards for their fight against the globalists and maybe even give some cash rewards to their family, just because we need to recognize the real patriots and have our own award ceremonies, not to ourselves, but to those that have paid the ultimate price and fought so hard. That's why it's disgusting to see Biden being awarded Medal of Freedom in a surprise ceremony brimming with emotion. Obama presents VP of the nation's top civilian honor. I mean, they admit everything they're doing is to sabotage this country for the globalists, to sell us out to the communist Chinese. They gave the 14 to 20 million identities, an entire system to roll up the entire U.S. spy network and all of their assets. They blew us wide open. They brought us down. They sold us out. That's another reason you're seeing this whole struggle right now, is because they've just gone so far. They've opened the borders for 3 years and let people in that they know have syphilis, drug-resistant TB, and yes, even things like flesh-eating bacteria, and of course, leprosy. I would tell people about leprosy 3 years ago because I have health department sources in Florida, Texas, and California, and they would say, oh, you're crazy, there's no leprosy. Well, now it's in the Associated Press. They put kids with leprosy in schools in Texas and in California in liberal areas and then let it spread and then use it as a test case with the health departments through DHS to see if they can cover it up. Just like they used Ebola cases all over the United States, and they were all over the United States, and it even came out here and there as a cover-up drill. All of this is testing what they can get away with, and a criminal, globalist, multinational cabal is in control of the CIA. The Robert Barons set up the UN to transfer our power to it and other multinational groups like TPP and the WTO. We're now awakening to that and saying no. And so now they are openly, just like they did with the electors and the recount, nobody believed me until it started happening. They're now priming the pump for civil emergency in the next 7 days with huge riots kicking off. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying they're planning it. They admit it. They have been prepping it. They're saying that the election should be suspended. And so I'm going to ask David this as I leave. Okay, and I want him to think and write some notes here. David, and I want to ask Snyder coming up. I want to ask you, the listeners. I want to create a debate around this. What do we do with 7 days out here on Friday the 13th to focus attention on this and to expose it? I think we tweet at Trump. We write articles. We put out videos. You know, we tell Trump, hey, we've done a great job. We think you need to come out and point out that Hillary was bought off by the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians, and that's why you changed the subject onto Russia. And that you're going to be investigated, Hillary, which is now being announced. Take the gloves off. They knew Trump was always going after Hillary. He was always going to drain the swamp. He was always going to lock her up. But he had to play possum. They now know it was always possum. So this is a death battle, folks. This is an epic time. Call in the C-SPAN. Call in other talk shows. You know, get all over the internet. You know, comment everywhere. Do banner hangs on highways. Whatever is legal and lawful. Come to D.C. to stand up against these communists in a peaceful way and totally outnumber them like we did in Cleveland so they shrunk back in their holes. Now, in closing, I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight. I get so focused on fighting the globalists, I don't even plug our products or what we do here, whether it's anti-globalist T-shirts or Molon Lobby T-shirts, whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds, or whether it's the supplements. We're just extending sales of whatever's still in stock and whatever's come back in, like selenium was sold out. Biotrue Selenium, truly amazing. That's back. DNA Force is back. That is 10% off. That has been sold out for 2 months. We have, 30% off on a whole bunch of the products. Brain Force, our amazing nootropic. More Super Male Vitality came in, but a limited amount. It'll be a month till more comes in. That's about to sell out. But we've got a whole bunch of stuff discounted. Later, David can list it all, but it's at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLive.com. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. Spread the links. Spread the videos. But also, these are great products, whether it's ProstaGuard or whether it's our super high-quality Mediterranean organic oil of oregano caplets that are 100% pure and you know, absorb right into your body, the very best out there, whether it's the Sleep Aid Knockout, whether it's the Lung Cleanse, whether it's the Liver Shield, whether it's the Natural Defense Parasite Cleanse. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have almost 30 products now. Longevity is another great company I work with. They have over 400 products. InfoWarsTeam.com, when you get Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 or Pollen Burst or the Osseo FX products, when you sign up for auto ship, you get free shipping. When you sign up to be a distributor, you get big discounts, and a small part of the money that they make goes to fund our operation, about 5-7%, depending on what you purchase, and that helps fund the operation. So if you love longevity products like I do, InfoWarsTeam.com as well is the key site for that. But this is just, I keep saying historical time, and everybody overuses the word, epic. People overuse the word saying it's like Hitler. Well, Trump finally came out and said the media and the agencies are acting like Hitler. Yeah, Hitler overthrew governments. Hitler did corrupt things. Hitler lied about people. This is very Hitlerian, all the surveillance, all the tyranny, all the corruption, all the spies, all the manipulations. It's very authoritarian. And, David, you made a really good central point yesterday, and I'm going to hand the baton to you and to just ask you what else we can do. But you were making the point that you hope Trump is learning about the surveillance state, because the one area he's been bad in is his heart, and he means well. He's very smart. He's a good guy. He believes, well, if the government's good, then the surveillance is okay. No, it's always used against innocent people. It's a Pandora's box. We need to get back to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, for a reason. We need to get back to not, as you said, Obama, as he leaves, is changing laws or regulations where now they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do. Of course, they were always doing that, but now they're admitting it. And so perhaps now that Trump has been burned by this evil surveillance grid and has experienced it and seen what it's done to Hillary and everybody else, maybe he'll move to afford all of us the protection guaranteed to us under our American system, because after all, it's Americanism, not globalism. David Knight, I'm going to hand the baton to you, my friend. Thank you and the great crew for the wonderful job you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, Alex, and that truly is my hope. And Donald Trump is a smart guy. And unlike these other people, he's not controlled by these cabals. He's his own man. And so I truly believe that if, as he sees these types of things happening to him, and as he hears other people, he can change his mind on issues. I mean, he is open to things like that. That's why we see the situation that we saw with RFK Jr. crossing the lines of party lines and saying, hey, I'll work with Donald Trump against the CDC's abuses. And, of course, we just have this article today about Allison Young, USA Today, pointing out how the CDC is keeping secret all of its mishaps with deadly germs. So it's not just vaccines, it's these other things. We have these quasi-governmental organizations like the Federal Reserve, like the CDC. They need to be audited. The CDC needs to be audited as well. But when we see people like RFK Jr. come across, and we got the article up on Infowars.com, Bernie Sanders say, hey, I agree with Donald Trump. I'd like to change the infrastructure as long as we make sure that we don't give it all away to private companies, as long as we don't privatize the infrastructure. I'd like to work with them on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, too. So we have people that we have profound disagreements with, like RFK Jr. and Bernie Sanders on many issues. We have profound agreements. But I think the key thing that Donald Trump can do, and we've already seen him do this, and we can see it, I think, to some extent in the confirmation hearings, is that he doesn't have unilateral agreement with everybody on everything. He doesn't demand that people come in and agree with him on everything and be yes men. And so I think it's important that we look at these confirmation hearings, that we see what people are saying, and we understand also that he's going to remain in charge. At least that's what we hope. We hope that it doesn't turn around the other way. That's why we're concerned when we see certain people that are in the cabinet that say, well, we're going in this way, and Donald Trump has been saying, no, I'm going in the other way. We always hope that we're going to wait and see which way the influence goes. But I think he's a strong leader. I think he will do the right thing if these people go in a different direction. And before I get to some of this other news, I've got to say one of the things that Alex mentioned about Joe Biden getting the Medal of Freedom and crying about it. That's something that really bothered me to see that. Not the fact that he's crying, not the fact that he's getting sentimental about his son's death. I think that had a lot to do with it because that was mentioned by Obama. But look, my remembrance of Joe Biden is before he got the hair transplants, before he became vice president. I remember the Clarence Thomas hearings, the same type of stuff that we're seeing now going on with the cabinet. My wife and I were on vacation at the time. We were listening to them in the radio as they were being broadcast live. And I remember Joe Biden railing against Clarence Thomas because Clarence Thomas had supported the concept of natural rights and, by extension, natural law. In other words, our rights come from God. They're not granted by government. Government is there to protect the rights that we have inherently as human beings. That's the Declaration of Independence. And I could not believe that Joe Biden was absolutely incensed by the fact that Clarence Thomas would support that. He felt that Clarence Thomas, supporting the principles embodied in the Declaration of Independence by Jefferson and the signers, he thought that those fundamental American principles of natural rights and natural law were disqualifying for Clarence Thomas. Can you believe that? I mean, go back and take a look at what he said in those hearings. Absolutely amazing. And here's the guy that Barack Obama gives a Presidential Medal of Freedom. He doesn't support freedom. He doesn't support individual rights. He doesn't support liberty in any way, shape, or form. Now, later in the program, we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson. He's the president of Energy and Environment Legal. And we see this explosion of regulations that are coming from Obama, especially in the last days, especially through the EPA. The EPA, it doesn't say, for the last 2 days, the EPA has gone after yet another major car company. We had 3 days ago, they arrested a VW executive. And I would say basically they kidnapped him. But then the next day, yesterday, they came after Chrysler. Chrysler's stock tanked. They said, you cheated on diesel. So the same thing they came after VW with. Now today they're coming after Renault and saying, Renault, you cheated on your diesels. Do you see a pattern here? They want to shut down diesel engines. They want to shut down internal combustion engines. And that's a globalist tactic, just like the way they're coming after coal. So we're going to talk to Craig Richardson about that. And, of course, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Michael Snyder, frequent contributor to Infowars.com, about the anarchists that are hoping to turn Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th into one of the biggest riots in U.S. history. That's his article. Also asking, why is Obama moving troops into Poland and provoking a war with Russia right before the inauguration? So he's doing a lot of things, and he's hoping that Donald Trump will not be able to turn these back. He's hoping that they can do these things, put them in terms of provocative Cold War actions, and that he can tie Donald Trump's hands by saying, you are a Russian agent. So they're doing everything that they can to make that come true. Today we've got the Washington Post saying some people are calling Donald Trump a Manchurian candidate. Notice how cleverly they do that. They don't say, we think he's a Manchurian candidate. They imply that he's a Manchurian candidate. And we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you who the real Manchurian candidate was and is. Okay? It's not Donald Trump. Yeah, you guessed it. His name starts with an O. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to go back and talk about the real Manchurian candidate. Washington Post is implying that Trump is, very strongly implying. And they say, let us tell you what this metaphor is about. And so we'll talk about that article, you know, because you have all these different movies that have come up that have become metaphors. Movies like Gaslight, we're talking about gaslighting, or Catch-22. And they say, well, Manchurian candidate, you know, that's a metaphor as well. Let's explain that. Not directly attacking Trump, but in a very passive, aggressive way is what the Washington Post is doing, the same way that CNN came after him earlier this week. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment, real quickly. Alex is talking about the specials that we have. It's very important at the beginning of the year, I think, to establish new habits. It's one of the ways that we can improve our lives. Everybody's looking to try to make themselves healthier as the new year begins. One of the ways you do that is by establishing habits. You know, one of the things I've noticed when I had a little bit of time, a little bit more time than usual, I would kind of see a dip in my energy level over the weekends, because on the weekends I wasn't taking the supplements from InfoWars I typically take. Things like Super Male Vitality or Survival Shield X2 Nation 99. I have a routine, a habit, that I do that on weekdays. And I would get involved with other things. I didn't have that habit on weekends. And I could notice a difference. I don't notice a difference on most of the things when I take them right away, except for things like Brain Force. That focuses my thoughts. So I definitely notice it with that. But the other ones, I didn't notice it until a couple of days went by without taking them. And then I could really notice a difference. So you need to set up your habit. You need to get yourself on auto ship, because we do have products that go out of stock occasionally. We just had DNA Force go out of stock for over a month. We've gotten that back in an emergency limited supply, and we have offered it as 10% off to help you stock back up. But all the time, we offer 10% off if you set up auto ship. And if your orders total more than $50 or more, then you get free shipping when you set up auto ship. But right now, we also have some specials. 30% off Brain Force, I just mentioned. 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, I just mentioned. Also, Super Male Vitality, 30% off. We have 20% off Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 liquid formulation. 20% off of that. 20% off Liver Shield and Knockout, which is our natural sleep aid. Prostaguard, 20% off, and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. We appreciate your support. That is the way we fund our operation. Media Matters and others are funded by the government, by George Soros, and so forth. And we're going to be talking to Michael Snyder in the next segment about the people behind this effort to try to create riots, to try to establish martial law. That's been a tactic of terrorists for a long time, to try to provoke an overstep of the government. But, of course, she's calling for martial law. I was really kind of surprised that Rosie O'Donnell could even spell it the right way. Maybe she doesn't really realize, let's be charitable and say she doesn't really realize what she's truly calling for, because that is truly a serious thing to call for that. But let's go back to this Manchurian candidate, this slander that Washington Post is putting out there. They're saying, well, you know, a lot of people have said this. Max Boot said it in the New York Times. Max Boot, the perennial never-Trumper, another partisan hack. So that's where these things are always coming from. You know, they've called Donald Trump Hitler so many times. It's become a meme. Everybody from Glenn Beck to these people, the Washington Post, calling him Hitler. And you noticed the other day how indignant they got. They even had the Anne Frank Museum call out Donald Trump, saying, you said these people were acting like Nazis, creating fake information and putting it out there to assassinate your character. You know, he said, that's the type of thing that Nazis did and have done. And they said, you can't invoke the Nazis, because then that minimizes the Holocaust. That's what the Anne Frank people said. But it was okay when they did it ad nauseum, over and over again, ad infinitum, okay, against Donald Trump. Now they've got a new one, because that's getting old, the Manchurian candidate. You know, the real Manchurian candidate is the guy who had multiple names, the guy who did everything he could to seal his record, the guy who traveled to Pakistan for a while and returned with a new Muslim name, the guy who grew up and was schooled in Islamic Indonesia, the guy who tried to cover up Christian symbols as one of the first speeches that he had when he was inaugurated, the guy who, when you saw his birth certificate, you saw it was a forgery. That Manchurian candidate, Barack Obama. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all